Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
Down the first base side, diving stop by Harper, just like he did last night. He makes an excellent play against the Astros in the final inning of the game, and that'll do it. The Astros shut out tonight as the Phillies use three pitchers to combine on a six-hit shutout and win this game 5-0. The Astros have now lost 6 out of 8, and right now their lead in the AL West is down to 3 games. The Mariners will play later on tonight at home against Tampa Bay.
Mariners lost, so it's still 3.5 games, same as they came into yesterday with. The Astros lose, the Mariners lose. Text message: I like Brandy more and more. I find myself watching Mariners losses highlights to make me feel better. That's from a texter. If you missed it, Brandy almost murdered Seth last night for doing nothing but sitting next to him, next to her, during a or sitting next to him. Sitting next to him during a game in which the Astros were playing very, very poorly.
No, it was worse than that, because I was supposed to do a live stream earlier in the day, and I had to get it in. So I was like, okay, I'm going to do a half hour just reaction to the 53-man roster. And at about the half hour mark, I said, hey, I got to get going, because I promised my wife I'd watch the second half of the Astros game. And a bunch of people said, don't worry about it, bro. Don't bother. Yeah. So I stayed in, and after telling Brandy that I was only going to be a half hour, I got in right after the end of the Astros game was over.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I went long on the. I spent tender time with my YouTube viewers.
That's a little detail.
My wife.
That's a detail you left out of the open when we talked about this.
No, but it would have been the same if I had sat there next to her.
Yeah, she'd have been mad. It was ugly last night. So Verlander is back. This is his second start. He went 5 innings. Didn't look like he was going to go 5 innings. He had thrown 82 pitches through 4. I thought they were going to take him out after 4. They brought him back out for the 5th inning, and in 8 pitches, he was able to get a 1-2-3 inning, but he did give up 4 runs. The big hit was a 3-run home run from Castellanos, which was one of those, knowing that Nola is on the mound for the Phillies, and you could kind of see how the game was going for the Astros. It was we've seen this movie before with this lineup on those. They have those nights where it's just like, all right, nothing's happening. That 3-run home run, that's probably why you were getting that reaction in the YouTube, because it was after Castellanos had hit the 3-run home run, and they're like,
I actually started the stream right after that home run.
Oh, did you? Okay.
Like, all right. Yeah. I'm going to go do it now. Yeah. And I was thinking maybe it would get better, and it didn't get better.
It didn't get better. So Verlander has been, he was decent his first start back. Last night was not what you were hoping for. Let's start with Espada. Let's do Espada 2 here, Ben. What have you seen in Verlander's first 2 starts back?
You know what? I think the sharpness of his pitches have been there. The shapes and, the slider's been pretty good. He threw some really good changeups today, the curveballs. You know, I think he's in a good spot moving forward. You know, I don't want to, outside of the 3rd inning, I thought he threw the ball really well. I know he's going to build from this, make some adjustments, and he'll be pretty good in the next one.
Okay, so Espada, typically, classically optimistic. That's who Joe Espada is. Let's see how Justin Verlander views his first 2 starts back.
It's okay. I felt like first outing was a little bit better than this one. I think it's kind of to be expected a little bit. It's kind of like spring training. You get out there in the first game and things feel fresh, and then all of a sudden it's like, all right, not as fresh next time out. So, fairly pleased with the pitch shapes and some of the results I'm getting. Slider particularly, I feel like it's been pretty good. obviously not pleased with the overall results, but just got to continue to work and move in the right direction. Felt like, like you talked about, Julio, one inning, really one pitch, that I would really like back. And so when you have one pitch that ruins a game like that, in some sense it's really frustrating. In other senses, it's like, okay, it was just one pitch. It wasn't like I was getting hit all over the yard. So I always try to stay positive.
Yeah, it wasn't like it was a bad pitch or anything, but Verlander said he went away from his instincts and throwing that slider. For his own psychological well-being and health, it's good to frame it as, okay, it was one pitch. And they're like, okay, yeah, there were 2 guys on base that led to it being a three-run.
I love that, yeah.
I was like, okay. I mean, it was a bit trafficky there, too, when the double play in the first or second inning got
you. Did they give him 2 extra runs for that one pitch? Swing?
That's a hell of a one pitch that put 2 guys on base. All right.
Yeah. So, So Verlander, yeah, Verlander, it's first two starts back. It is what it is.
Can I ask you one thing?
Sure.
Is Verlander a little chunky right
now? Okay, okay. I asked myself that same thing.
Coming
off the mound, I'm like, okay, he doesn't... Because Verlander has always had a... Like, for an elite athlete, a strange body type, right?
Well,
like,
yeah, he's got kind of a dad body,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
Like, not, he's not fat, but it's not like he's muscular or anything. He just looks like a guy.
He looks like a guy. But like, I would say early on in his Astros career, like, when he'd be out there on the field, like, celebrating an ALCS win, and he'd all he have on, it'd be like the sleeveless, tight tank top. You're like, all right, this guy's fit. Like,
right,
he's,
right,
you know,
yeah,
he's
yeah.
fit. But yeah. this, yeah, but coming off the mound, I'm like, okay, There's like a half an inch kind of hanging over the belt right there, you know?
Yeah. I feel like he might not be at his prime weight right now.
Right.
He just has a long time, you know, rehabbing and everything.
Does a neck injury prevent you from getting your cardio in or your workouts in that
it
you want
shouldn't.
To do?
But it's usually, you know, the body weight is almost always more tied to what you're putting in your mouth, not what you're doing with your cardio or anything.
Diet, yeah.
That's the, yeah. So I don't know, maybe Kate, like, took a cooking class or something and was spoiling him a little bit.
Do you think Kate's a good cook?
I would imagine. They seem like, well, you know, I bet they cook together a lot.
Yeah.
I know they're kind of into that Epicurean lifestyle, the wine and all that. So they probably have a good time with the family. Kids are getting to an age where they're teaching their daughter how to maybe help out with the meals. So maybe he was a little too much of a family man while he was his neck was injured.
And can we really punish him for that? You know, like if he's putting family first, you know.
Well, the Phillies sure did. They punished
they did.
Him.
Castellanos took him to the woodshed. Yeah.
Screw your family.
Yeah. I could see them, like Kate and Justin, being like one of those couples that does like those Sur La Table cooking classes for like mm-hmm. 70, you know, like 65 bucks a head, and they go learn how to make vegetable lasagna or something like that.
I'm guessing they go ahead and spring for private lessons, but still, yeah.
That's true. I do put my regular folk things on people sometimes. Yeah.
I just wouldn't, not that they would feel above it or anything. It would just be a pain in the ass, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You're Verlander, you commit to like a 6-week class of going there with, if there's one psychotic fanboy in the room, it's going to be a miserable experience.
That's true.
You.
Yeah, no, we've done the like just the single lesson, like the one time. That's usually I usually get Amy one as a Christmas gift every year.
Yeah,
it's because it gives us something to do together, you know. So we'll get, you know, if you go to Sur La Table and you go on their website there, you can pick, and they've got all sorts of different things. You can learn how to make macaroons, and you can learn how to make lasagna, and it's fun. There's usually like three or four other couples, and there used to be alcohol. I don't know if they still do alcohol there, you know, a little wine
really?
To go with
it. Oh, really? Yeah, you're drinking a little bit while you're doing
it. Yeah, I don't know
it.
If they still do that, but yeah, it's fun. I recommend it. This is not a paid endorsement or anything. It's just I'm trying to make sure that our listeners' marriages can be the best marriages they can be.
Will they let you do it if you pronounce it Sur La Table? Because, frankly, it seems a little snooty sometimes doing the, oh, yeah, we're going to go to Sur La Table.
They do. They do, because they like money, but they look at you different.
They look at you.
Yeah,
they
when
do,
you
they
say it that
you.
Way. They do.
Dude,
look
there's
at
no
you.
Way you're cracking a C+.
Cretan. Oh, my God. Listen. Listen to this guy. We're getting a lot of texts on the Texans and the roster. We've all watched enough football to know who has it and who doesn't. Pierce is not the same guy as his rookie year.
Yeah, I largely concur, and I'm worried. I'm not overly worried right this moment just because of the way the roster is composed. Sean and I decided yesterday that what would have really enraged us was if they got rid of Akers and kept Damian.
Yes.
Because then and put Damian right there at backup running back. I think that the most likely scenario in my mind is that Nick and D'Amico think, all right, well, maybe it'll click for Damian at some point. My biggest concern is just the lack of physicality in his game compared to when he was the one of the best young running backs in the league 2 years ago. And that's something that is, you know, like, that's independent of good blocking or not. And also, there were a couple plays in the preseason where the blocking wasn't perfect, but I know that the old Damian would have gotten at least 3 or 4 yards on it, where with Damian this year, it ended up being a 1 yard loss or no gain. So that's the part where I'm okay, I'm open to it, but they can't do what they did last year, which was wait forever to make a decision on it. And last year it was worse because Damian was the guy. He was your starting tailback. And they waited for it to click and waited for it to click. And ultimately it was an injury that forced their hand on the decision because they saw how much better it was with Devin Singletary in there. So I mean, does this turn into a two-year experiment? They can't do that. Not this year. This is a Super Bowl caliber roster. And we've got a little bit of time if you want to see if it clicks for him, but you can't spend the whole year doing it.
No, every Damian Pierce carry right now, you're burning daylight is the way.
And there's
some
other guy out there right now on the waiver wire who has looked better in the last year and 3 months than Damian has.
No doubt about it. And I think they're. I know this is a 53-man roster, but 11 o'clock this morning is the deadline to put in waiver claims. If you had to guess, I'll put the over under at 1.5. How many new Houston Texans do you think we have once the waiver wire pickups are done?
I think 3. I think a cornerback. Over. I think an offensive lineman.
Mm-hmm.
And then potentially either a running back or a – well, I mean, they've got 5 running backs right now. And I don't think they – I think they're going to wait. I think they want to run this experiment a little bit longer with Damian.
Yeah, I agree with that. Yes.
So not a running back, but a linebacker potentially.
Yeah, linebacker was mine. That's what I was going to say too. Yeah.
Look at you and I. Simpatico.
Simpatico, man. I did really good on my I was texting you yesterday. I was so excited when the 53 came out. I'm like, I got to text somebody.
Thank you for letting me be the one.
Yeah. 47 out of 53. I was very happy with my performance here. And
Focus on the negative. Who'd you screw up?
Three of the ones I didn't get went on IR.
Okay. Oh, wait, you know what? Yes. Yeah. Okay, good. I'm glad you're bringing this up.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about it yet.
Right. So Keenum went on IR. Heinisch went on IR.
Okay.
And Christian Harris went on IR.
Yeah.
Is that the one you wanted to talk about? Christian Harris? I
mean, we're in the Kyle Tucker zone with Christian Harris.
We are. Yeah. We are. Oh, my God. I knew I felt something. Yes, we're in the Kyle Tucker zone.
Somebody told me in the first couple days of camp when we were all trying to figure out, wait a second, wasn't Christian Harris just doing interviews a couple days ago about how awesome he felt? Then he's not out there at camp on the first day. And somebody told me it wasn't a big deal. And now looking back on it, that was my Kyle Tucker moment.
Yes.
That was when he got hit in the shin. It happens. It'll be all right. Probably miss a couple days. And now here we are. And Christian Harris is not ready for football.
Yeah.
And it was just something that wasn't even – it was on nobody's radar on day one of training camp.
Nope.
And it just goes on and on and on and on.
Well, and what makes it in a weird way, what makes it worse – is that he tried to come back and practice at the Sunday, the night practice that they had, and he was out there for like 20 minutes and then went back in the building, and then he's not out there at all again anymore. So I don't know what to think at this point. I don't think they're going to provide a lot of great answers for us as to what it is, but now, like, the tell is that he's on IR, because this means he's out for at least a month. You know, like, he's done for 4 weeks. I think if there was any chance that Christian Harris could be back by, say, week 3, they would have just carried him on the roster. That's kind of the nature of how thin this position is right now. You know?
And the way I feel about it right now, you know, when DeNico Autry got pinched for a suspension, the way I explained it was, look, if you want to be elite, this hurts. It hurts not having one of a guy that you paid a lot of money to in the offseason who was super productive last year. In terms of being an elite defense, this hurts, but it's not the end of the world.
Yeah.
Now, with Christian Harris, I feel the same way, except I got to add that to the DeNico Autry part. You've lost 2 of your impact dudes in your front 7.
Yeah.
So whatever percentage that is, 30% or however, whatever, that's a big deal. What, 27.5%?
Well,
in terms of being elite, you're not quite where you hoped you would be.
They're both above the line of being. They're both plus football players. They're not just pluggers out there. You know what I
mean?
Right. And so I would say coming into the season, Seth, in your front 7, those are 2 of your top 5 guys. You know, obviously Will Anderson Jr., obviously Danielle Hunter, obviously Azeez Al-Shaair. I think Christian Harris and DeNico Autry on paper back in April and May were your next two best players there, you know, just in terms of sheer talent. So
28.6% of your front seven.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the whole thing, yeah.
Good job, Seth.
I said 27.
We're close. Give him a ding,
that's
Ben.
Close
give him a ding. Give him a ding
I used
for being
to be
really
so
close.
I used to be so good at math in my head, and now I'm just a decrepit mess.
You were close. It's okay. Payne and Pendergast with you. The other thing I was – I'm not happy about this because I like Noah Brown as a player, but I was – they cut Noah Brown.
Yeah.
And I was shocked that people I would talk to out of practice and on social media just thought Noah Brown – even with his shoulder injury that kept him out for like 4 weeks, that he's – Jamar Chase or something, that he's a given to make the team. I'm like, he's a one-year, $4 million guy. There's Noah Brown. I know he had two good games last year. He's got C.J. Stroud as his quarterback, too. You know,
well, like, he's got – and honestly, I think increasingly, Bobby Slowick as his offensive coordinator. Now,
yeah,
who in the past game, at least, I think has really turned into something.
Yeah.
We'll see if he can actually coordinate a run game this year. Mm-hmm. But – there's going to be more Noah Browns along the way.
Right.
As long as CJ continues on the path he's on right now, there's going to be more Noah Browns. There's going to be more guys that can kind of be the beneficiary of a well-constructed offense and a really good quarterback. But he also, because I saw some people wonder why he wasn't traded, perhaps, or that he didn't get a trade offer. The injuries are a big deal for a guy like Noah Brown. He missed 7 games last year, I believe, and he's been injured all training camp. So it is what it is.
7 games with like multiple injuries, too. You know, like he was really banged up.
And speaking of the number 7, which it seems to be a theme right now, is 7 wide receivers is a healthy number of receivers.
Yeah.
That's, you know, standard would be about 6.
Yep.
So there's a chance that maybe they're fielding offers or contemplating what to do. But it's the running backs and wide receivers are heavily weighted in numbers right now. I don't know if they have an urgency to change that at all. It's a matter of those were... If you include Damian in it and his upside, they look at those as deep positions.
Yep, for sure. All right, we'll do headlines next. We'll circle back to the Texans and the 53-man roster. We'll dip our toe with the Astros again. The owners voted on something yesterday with the NFL that kind of a low-key game changer, maybe. Certainly for owners it will be. We'll talk about that as well. That's coming up next in headlines.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.